Recently, we reported about the very affordable EV made in China called the Seagull. Well, today, we share with you that President Biden has hiked tariffs on China and their EVs. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 14th day of May. Thanks for being with us. In other news, the producer price index came in today and what that's all about. Fed Chair Jerome Powell talked about interest rates today. Hey, they're back. Meme stocks, that is. Hey, what's the deal with decals and steering wheels? We'll share that story. The Wall Street Report's coming up, and Google beefs up Gemini and what that is. Also today, a quick hit with broadcasting legend Harry Smith, who recently retired from NBC News. But first, our news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to follow us on X, formerly Twitter? It is at IOB_NewsHour. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden slapped major tariffs on products from China. What are the targets from the world's second largest economy? How about Chinese electric vehicles, advanced batteries, solar cells, steel, aluminum, and medical equipment? The Associated Press is reporting that the president said Chinese government subsidies ensure the nation's companies do not have to turn a profit, giving them an unfair advantage in global trade. In addition, this is what he had to say, quote, American workers can outwork and outcompete anyone as long as the competition is fair. But for far too long, it hasn't been fair. For years, the Chinese government has poured state money into Chinese companies. This is not competition, it's cheating, end quote. The Chinese government was quick to push back against the tariffs, saying that they will, quote, seriously affect the atmosphere of bilateral cooperation, end quote. It is called the Producer Price Index, or the PPI, which measures inflation at the production level, or what materials cost producers before those products are sold to the public. The PPI print on Tuesday indicated that inflation increased by 0.5% in April and was up 2.2% on a 12-month basis, and that is the biggest gain in a year. The Dow Jones estimate was that the PPI would increase by 0.3%. Service prices boosted the wholesale inflation reading, rising 0.6%, and accounted for about 3/4 of the headline gain, while the final demand goods index increased 0.4%. The services increase was the biggest monthly gain since July of 2023. And tomorrow? Well, tomorrow we get the consumer price index for April. Stand by. Meanwhile, Wall Street tended to put that report in their back pocket as the stock market ran soft most of the morning before bouncing back in the afternoon. All three of the major indexes closed in the green, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. One of the reasons the markets gained on Tuesday was the fact that Fed Chair Jerome Powell said it was unlikely the central bank would raise its prime lending rate even in the face of higher inflation. The AP is reporting that Powell, during a panel discussion in Amsterdam, said his confidence that inflation will ease is not as high as what it was because price increases have been persistently hot in the first 3 months of this year. Powell stressed that the Fed's preferred approach was to keep its benchmark rate at its current two-decade peak rather than increase it. Meme stocks are having a moment once again. Remember 3 years ago when small investors took a hold of the market and the era of the meme stock was born and stocks for like AMC and GameStop soared? Well, they're back. GameStop, the granddaddy of meme stocks, has soared suddenly and sharply It was about 45% higher on Tuesday afternoon after surging 74% on Monday. Other meme stocks from the pandemic era are moving just as radically. AMC Entertainment, the movie theater operator, jumped roughly 29% on Tuesday. So what's going on? Well, usually, a company's stock should settle at a price that reflects how much cash the company is generating, where interest rates are headed, and other factors. But in the short term, what sets a stock price is how much investors are willing to pay for it. And for the moment at least, people are willing to pay much higher rates for shares of GameStop. We're not sure why anybody would do this, but putting decals on your vehicle steering wheel is being listed as a potential harm. The AP is reporting that federal auto safety regulators are warning people not to stick decals on their steering wheels because they can be hurled at drivers if the airbag inflates in a crash. The warning from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration comes after yet another driver was severely hurt by flying emblems during a crash. The airbag inflated and sent two pieces of metal from an aftermarket decal into the driver's face and neck. The agency said it couldn't say where or when the injury occurred, but it did say the injury was the second it's aware of involving an aftermarket decal. In the previous case, the driver lost sight in one eye after being hit by a rhinestone-adorned decal that hit them in the face. So come on, kids, just do not do this. Wall Street ended the day in the green, even in the face of higher inflation. The Dow gained 126 points to close at 39,558, while the Nasdaq picked up 122 points to end the session at 16,511, and the S&P 500 added 25 points to close at 5246. Traders put the high inflation number from the PPI in their pocket and focused on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's remarks about no further interest rate hikes. Tomorrow, we'll get the Consumer Price Index for April, and bets are that inflation will still be with us. West Texas Intermediate crude lost 94 cents to trade at $78.18 a barrel at news time, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury declined to 4.445%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about Google and its AI product, Gemini. Google's annual developer conference showcased how the tech giant is leveling up its generative AI, announcing new Gemini models meant to challenge OpenAI's just-announced GPT-4o and other rivals. AI-powered integrations and improvements were a constant theme there, with next-generation Gemini 1.5 Pro, faster Gemini 1.5 Flash, a voice mode called Gemini Live, and text-to-video model, Veo, among the new offerings. Gemini is also being added to the sidebar in Docs, Gmail, and Drive. Perhaps the most telling preview of Google's AI plans is Project Astra, an AI agent that responds to audio and video similar to GPT 4.0. Are you confused yet? Yeah, I know. Yeah, us too. All right, click ahead for a brief conversation with broadcasting legend Harry Smith, who has some deep Iowa roots, and he shares what he's going to be doing now after his retirement. And thanks for listening.